Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you, well, not exactly from the Mile High City, not exactly from Denver, Colorado, but we will get to that in just a second. You know, we get together every single weekday. We talk sports. We try to talk sports with a dose of common sense, maybe just a hint of sarcasm here or there. And we are happy to have you with us today. We have something a little bit different for you today, and I hope that you had a great weekend. First and foremost, if you'd like to contact the show, tell us what you did this weekend. We'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We would love to hear from you. Okay, today on the show, we are joined by longtime friend of the show, Larry Incentennial, as we are recording this once again from Winter Park, Colorado. You know, we came up here with our families for President's Day weekend. Larry, you did some skiing yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I did some skiing, and what a great weekend. And first of all, Clint, thanks for having me on the show. Love to be a part of the Daily Dose. So congratulations on the transition, and I know it's going well, and just great to be here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, when you were skiing yesterday, I was staying where it was warm and having a few drinks instead. But how were the conditions up actually on the mountains of Winter Park for you yesterday?
Conditions are awesome. So, little slow start to the season. Not a lot of snow early December through January, but you know, it really couldn't be better up here in Winter Park, Mary Jane. Some of the other resorts, I think, around along the Front Range are hurting a little bit for snow.
Yeah.
Winter Park, Mary Jane has certainly gotten their fair share. Everything's covered. Everything's good. You know, it's winter time. It's right in the middle of it. It couldn't be better.
Well, and it's funny because we don't have a ton of snow just in the mountains in general, but they do have a decent amount right up here. I mean, like we have more than LA or something like that. But what people might not realize, we haven't hit the snow season yet.
Yeah, typically over the last few years, I think picked up over the last part of the season. Mm-hmm. And in March, you know, we'll get tons and tons of snow. So I'm looking forward to it. The whole family skis. We're still trying to get dailies up here and on the longboards. Hasn't happened yet, but I'm still holding out hope. But you know, family loves to ski. We come up and just rip it up and you know, just have fun. So it's great to have you up here.
Here is the problem with getting us out there to ski, at least from my perspective. Where we are right here.
Yes.
With a drink in hand, and it's very cozy warm.
Yeah.
Like it's really tough to walk away from this and go out there in the cold.
Hey, that's the reward. Okay.
Is that the deal?
That's the reward. Yeah. You know, you go out there, you get some runs in, you work hard, you know, maybe get a sweat going typically. And I'll be honest with you, at this stage, you know, I'm trying to keep up with my kids now.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder than it was a couple years ago. So, you know, we'll get you out there.
I don't know if you will.
One of these days.
Is there some sort of a lazy boy recliner I can go down the slopes in? Because then I might think about it.
Well, there's always the snowboard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if I'd call that a lazy boy recliner. I'm not sure you know, you have to even put out that much effort, but you might even be interested. They even have bikes out there. So they have a bike. You take off the wheels. It's got a ski on the front. It's got the ski.
Is this a real thing?
It is a real thing. And you just kind of drag your feet along the sides. So maybe that's something.
Maybe
you might
that
be
is the
in.
Ticket for me. Does it have training wheels? Because I'm going to need training wheels. I don't want to tip over on the thing.
Right.
You know, last night we were watching the Olympic Games a little bit.
Yeah.
You like these goofy games,
love
don't
them.
You? You
oh,
love
gosh.
The Winter Olympics.
You know, take curling away, take other things away, right? But, I mean, they shoot guns, or, you know, 20 feet above the ground.
Right.
Typically, maybe more. You know, there's just all kinds of cool stuff that, you know, no normal human being would do.
Yeah.
And rightly so. But, yeah, I love it. I think it's super fantastic.
Okay, so I had an idea for the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Prior to the start of some of these events, we let just like some average people, like I don't want like the slob
right
down the street,
but
I want like an athlete.
Yep.
But we let some average people just go out and take a run at some of these events just to kind of see what it would look like. Because when I watch these events, I watch most of them and I think, yeah, I could probably do that.
Yeah. No, I think where you're going is, or at least where I would go.
Yeah.
No, nobody would do it.
Well, I was going to ask you if you would.
Well, I do a couple of them. I mean, only because I think I have a set of skills that could, you know, but those guys that fly off the long jump.
Yeah.
And they just kind of fly in the air.
Yes.
No.
You're not
way.
Doing that.
There's no way you're doing that. No one should be doing that to begin with, right?
Yeah. No, right. That's insane. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And yeah. And impressive. That's why I want just like the weekend warrior guy to go down there and say, okay, fire him down that hill and let's see when he ends up in a heap. And then we say, okay, yeah. That's what it would look like if you or I tried to do it.
Right. And a lot of these things, I get it. It's Winter Olympics. It's cold. They're kind of, everybody's wondering why is the skeleton a sport?
Right.
And, you know, the guys that go down face first. Is it really a sport? Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a sport. But it takes guts to
no
do what
about
they're
that.
Doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of put that in there. Absolutely. If no normal human being could do it, you know, with a certain amount of training,
right.
Then yeah, I think there's a special skill. And I, you know, thank goodness for the Winter Olympics and we can still see some of this stuff.
Well, and here's the rule that I always try to apply to, is it a sport?
Right.
Or is it not a sport?
Right.
Because there's a lot of things like golf. Is it a sport? Is it bowling? Is it a sport? We have things on ESPN now. They're not sports.
Right.
Here's the rule of thumb.
Okay.
If you can drink and get any better at it, like any better, it's not a sport.
Yeah. Well, okay. And you know, Bodie Miller tried.
Yes. And failed miserably. So I'm assuming.
But he wasn't doing it at the same time.
Okay. He wasn't? Are we sure?
No,
I'm
we're not
positive.
No, we're not sure.
Yeah.
We're not sure. It's a good criteria to work with. And I think, you know, the Winter Olympics, the traditions, a lot of where these sports came from, you know, incorporate culture, the German beer houses, the Italian opera skis, you know, things like that. So it's fun. I think it does kind of pull, you know, different cultural things together.
Oh,
that.
Definitely. It's completely different. Yeah. It's completely different than the summer games. It's a totally different set of sports. It's a totally different feel to these sports. But you wouldn't volunteer if I were to give you some sort of stipend, some sort of meal plan. Would you possibly do the men's downhill just to show us what it would look like for the average guy?
No, see, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like that's about the only thing I could do. Honestly.
What about the luge? Could we get you on the luge?
I could do the luge too. Yeah.
See?
I could
and totally curling. Do the luge. You could do curling. See, we've already got you up to three events. We're on our way.
I see where you're going. I don't know that I could do curling. I mean, I really don't know.
I'll promise you could do curling.
What happens there? I can't really ice skate. I can get on skates. I can't ice skate.
Yeah.
So I couldn't like play hockey.
Right. The ice skating stuff would be, that's a different set of skills. But the curling thing, you just wear curling shoes, it looks like.
Like tennis shoes?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they're called tennis shoes where we come from.
I know I could ice dance.
Well, that question.
I mean, you've seen
you do that on a weekend dare, let alone for $1 million or something.
Can you do it? Is there a singles ice dance?
I don't think there is.
Because I've practiced that quite often.
Is there a synchronized skiing?
There used to be.
There used to be, didn't there?
There used to
I'm
be.
I'm not making
That's
that up,
funny.
Right?
Yeah. The old freestyle used to be moguls.
Muggles.
And like that ski ballet where stick the poles.
See, I knew that. I wasn't, I thought
something
I remembered
like
that.
I think they did two people, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I might be thinking, you know, something, but that used to be the thing. It's funny how sports have changed. Now there's a lot of snowboard, right?
Snowboard's huge.
Snowboard's huge.
Snowboard back in ancient Greece, not nearly as big as now.
It was
sort of big, but it's really taken off in the last few years.
It is really. And with everyone too. So.
Oh yeah. No, it's huge now. So I was thinking maybe today on this Tuesday, we know this NFL offseason could have some huge, huge implications for a number of teams. I was thinking maybe when we come back, we could take a look at some of the biggest stories that are coming for some of these teams that are out there. They need to have a really, really good offseason.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do that right after this. You know, it is going to be a very, very interesting offseason for a number of NFL teams. We've got a few teams that when you look at them, you sit there and say, you can either elevate yourselves to being contenders, or you can just poop your pants and go completely the other way and end up being one of the bottom feeders in the NFL. There are a few teams out there. They've got to have a big offseason this year.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and it really does seem like there's a lot of teams. Like, there's a few bottom dwellers. There's a couple top-notch teams. a lot of teams, and maybe this is every year, but it, I don't know. It just seems like there this year there's a lot of teams who could go either way.
Yep.
Really easily.
Really easy.
From what I understand, the free agent market is not deep.
No.
So anybody like the Broncos who might be counting on free agency to improve their team, they might not get there. And they're drafting. So depending on what your draft needs are, you either get what you need, but the draft is finite, right? You're not getting like 30 players in the draft.
No.
So if you address certain needs, you still could go kind of go either way. It's there seems to be a lot of teams that could do that.
Yeah, I think there is. Let's look at some of those teams that are out there. We've got a few that I want to talk about. First team I want to talk about is the Buffalo Bills, who finally make the playoffs for the first time since, I don't know, Jack Kemp was calling, you know, the plays back there.
Yeah.
But the Buffalo Bills have a decision to make with quarterback Tyrod Taylor. I think Bills fans have had enough of Tyrod just because he's so conservative. This team has some talent. Their defense is very, very good. They have some talent on the offensive side of the ball with guys like Kelvin Benjamin, LeSean McCoy. But can you get anyone to go to Buffalo, or do you have to draft someone because they won't have a choice?
I'm surprised Buffalo still has a team. You know, not that they're not good and they don't love their team. It's just that you have to convince players to go there.
Right. That's the hard part for Buffalo.
Who's going to Buffalo?
No. I think that's really tough.
And not that I would advocate everybody go to L.A. now or Las Vegas because it's warm. But honestly, Buffalo seems like a tough place to recruit to.
Yeah. Very, very tough sell. They have a tough history.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that hard luck history. And so I think it would be tough. They have a lot of draft picks. They've got some guys they can move around and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They should be in the running for some players, but I just look at it and go, who's going to sit there and say, okay, well, where am I going to go? A place where I can, you know, maybe win a title, or am I going to go to Buffalo?
Yeah. I think about this a lot because, you know, football players have to do that. You can be from a place, you know, work in a place, be a football player for a place, and then like have an entire life outside of that. And I would expect that probably most of the players in that play for Buffalo do that. Money is king.
Sure.
And Rick Dennison was the offensive coordinator, right?
He's
not there anymore.
Yeah.
So it was it Tyrod Taylor or was it
it's hard to tell.
The scheme?
True.
But Buffalo, they just seemed to be in that perpetual, we want to be good, but I don't know if we really can be.
Yeah. Very good defense, offense that just didn't make that many mistakes, but also didn't make very many big plays. And when you watch that game against Jacksonville, especially, you saw them struggle so much. Let's shift over to the NFC. The Minnesota Vikings made it to the NFC Championship game, but now they've got some concerns.
Yeah.
They've got Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, and, I mean, I guess Sam Bradford. All three are free agents.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Kyle Sloter.
Kyle Sloter is the man.
That's a funny, part of it. But yeah, I don't know.
They've got a good team.
They're cutting Bradford loose. They got to cut Bradford. Well,
Bradford can't play.
No.
You know what I'm wondering with Minnesota is if of those three guys, I honestly think Bradford is a guy that can't play physically.
Right.
Physically can't do it.
Right.
Of the other two, who is more likely to give you the hometown discount?
You mean of the two that are on the team right now?
Bridgewater and Keenum.
Yeah, it'd be Keenum. He played with them.
But Keenum
the whole
just
year.
Won all the games. Doesn't Keenum look at it and say, well, I'm going to cash in and go somewhere else? Whereas Bridgewater is injured. We don't even know if he should be playing. Maybe Bridgewater says, well, yeah, I'll sign a minimum deal because you don't know if my health is good. And I'm kind of. So I wonder if they go with him to save the money. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't know if they go with any of them.
Yeah, you're right. They could completely go out the list and go with someone completely different.
Right. Keenum's been in the league for how many years? He's been in the league for a few years.
4 or 5 probably.
So this is that last year was the year that he had a really good team around him.
Yeah, he did.
And he had a good defense around him.
Yeah.
And he did not look good in the playoff game.
No, the championship game was a little bit rough for him.
So I'm not sure if he's on that level yet of quarterbacks who get to kind of write their own ticket and say, I'm holding out, this is what I want.
Right.
He's not there yet. So I think all the magic that they had last year with him as the quarterback, I would think that he would be the smarter choice for
him.
Minnesota to pull back in.
Maybe so.
Bridgewater, he came in for 5 minutes that game and threw an interception. And you don't hold that against him. He didn't play. Maybe you'd sign both and see what you got. Bridgewater had so much promise. How do you give up on that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Because he looked so good when he was healthy.
Oh, boy.
You don't know what you're getting. That is a really, really tough
injury. Yeah, if you rewind back to before he was injured, he was their franchise quarterback for the next 10 years.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely looked like it. Another team that they've got a few more holes to fill, the Cleveland Browns. They've got two top five picks in this draft, but they have so many holes. I honestly don't even know where to start with them. Do you draft, like, you need a quarterback?
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is Kaiser, are they giving up on him?
I think so.
Well, it certainly sounds like they are.
It sounds like it, yeah.
But why?
Well, that's the hard part, because it's one of those things where you look at the situation and say, he doesn't have any help. He doesn't have anything around him. Do we just ride it out with him and see if we could surround him with talent and use all these picks to go get surrounding help?
Right.
Instead of, most likely what they're going to do, take another quarterback.
Chase another quarterback.
He'll suck too, because they don't have any help for him either.
Right.
And they'll be right back where they are right now.
Just a perpetual deal. When was Kaiser drafted?
Last year.
Right. But what?
Oh.
What pick?
Second round, maybe. Second or third round.
But they thought pretty highly of him.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big, strong kid. No question about that. I saw some potential out of him this year.
I just don't get it. But
everything I see from Cleveland is that they want to go, and they have a ton of money. They have a ton of picks, and they have a ton of money.
Yeah. Of course.
No one's going to go there.
Right.
No one wants to go there. And it's a huge mess, because if you go, say you went to Kirk Cousins and you said, hey, we're going to give you $100 million. It's all guaranteed to come here. He's going to go there and be awful too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be any better for him.
No, that's a problem Cleveland has. Certainly have exhibited the behavior that they're going to be in the same situation next year.
Yeah.
The year after. And the year after that.
At what point do we relegate the Browns to the SEC?
Hey, we've talked about it. Relegation would be really, really fun. Cool. Yeah.
It would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Last team, and then we've got to take a quick break, but the Oakland Raiders have a new head coach for their final season in Oakland. John Gruden is notoriously hard on those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we saw Derek Carr struggle this past year.
Yep.
He doesn't have very good wide receivers.
Right.
He doesn't have a defense. How are things going to go in Oakland for those Raiders?
Not good. I mean, they've gone back. You know, they last year were predicted to be, you know, winning the division. They just haven't put it all together yet. You know, on paper, they look pretty good. Obviously, they have the new head coach and everybody wanted him, right? So he's the hot ticket item. I just don't see it with them. They haven't invested enough in an all-around team.
Yeah.
And Gruden could be, you know, remember what Gruden did. He took over a Tampa Bay team.
Already built. Just raring to win a championship.
And I hate to say it, but that was kind of a reputation builder for him.
Yes.
You know, people who looked at it obviously knew, but that's all he has on his resume.
Sure.
But
we've never seen him have to build a team in this kind of situation.
Not at all.
And we've seen the front office start to make better moves. I don't know that we can sit there and say, hey, they've really gotten past everything. This is a franchise that has figured things out. They sort of figured a couple things out.
But clearly they haven't figured everything out.
No.
So I think they have a lot of questions to be answered for sure. Probably does start with the head coach because, you know, I guess we'll see what kind of, I don't know if he can impress upon them his personality, you know, from the get-go.
Right.
And I'm sure he's making, you know, coaching moves, personnel moves, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think the Raiders are definitely a question mark and won't be picked by Vegas or anybody else to be division champions coming up this year.
Yeah, they're going to definitely need some help. Hey, coming back, we've got a few more teams to get to, including, yes, our hometown Denver Broncos. What in the world are they going to do to get themselves better this offseason? We've also got a few other teams, including some teams that went pretty deep in the NFL playoffs this year. We will get to those right after this. Just a quick reminder that if you do have any shopping to do, you might as well head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose for all of the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. February's Loot Crate theme is running out quickly. It's called Protect, and it features items from Black Panther, Fallout, The Expanse, and Pacific Rim Uprising. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you enter Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10%. Off of your order. Larry, let's touch on a few more teams that they've got to have a big offseason this year. And if they do, they could be right in the thick of it. And if they don't, they could go the other way. The next team I want to talk about, though, is the Arizona Cardinals, because they do have some talent. That defense is pretty good. Larry Fitzgerald will be back. They've got a new head coach in Steve Wilks who takes over for Bruce Arians, but Carson Palmer's gone. They don't have a ton of money.
Right.
What do they do at quarterback? You have to go get someone, don't you?
Yeah. I can't figure the Cardinals out.
I can't either.
Their defense is good, like you say. So no question marks there. Offensively, you know, they haven't had a quarterback for a couple of years.
I mean, Carson Palmer's
been there, but he kind of hasn't been
there. The last 2 years, he's really been
a different player. So I think they've kind of been slow. You know, anybody with the right mindset in the front office would have picked a quarterback to succeed Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
They haven't.
No.
So this isn't brain surgery, man. These guys who have these drafts, you would think that they're planning for the future. And maybe that's just a product of, you know, a front office guy knowing he's not going to be there for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, and wanting to get everything done right now. But they really should have had a quarterback.
Yeah, they should have. They should have been grooming someone this whole time.
Absolutely. And that's going to hurt him. Larry Fitzgerald, I'm just in awe, right?
Oh, I mean, I know.
He keeps
he's
coming
amazing.
Back.
Yes.
And if you watch football, he makes plays.
Every year. He continues
to make plays.
And yes, he's older, but he's still making plays.
Yeah. And I know we'll talk about this in a minute, but how old is Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't make the plays that Fitzgerald makes. And that's Fitzgerald. He's just been a special player for his whole career. So other than that, they got some running backs. Offensively, though, they're going to be, you know, and they're in a tough place to play.
Oh, yeah.
They're
in a tough division.
They're
really tough because everybody around them
has gotten better,
except for maybe Seattle. I guess we could consider that. But when you look at the Rams, when you look at the Niners and who knows what they're going to have, that's a tough division all of a sudden.
Yep.
That all of a sudden you look at Arizona going, you either better step up and make something happen here or you're going to get left behind really quick.
They're last place next year.
Could be.
Yeah.
Real easy.
Yep.
It makes me wonder if Larry Fitzgerald agreed to come back on the promise, we're going to go be a player in free agency and go get you somebody. Because why in the world does he come back?
Well, I think he loves the game. I think he understands. He's doing what he wants to do. He's making a lot of money doing it. Yeah, it's hard, but he just loves to play. Because if I was him, I wouldn't, you know, if that was the criteria is like, get a better, you know, offensive game plan around us. He would have retired a couple of years ago.
Sure.
honestly.
No, that's true.
And I'm just being honest. I love Carson Palmer. I thought he was good, you know, a couple of years ago. And he's just really has dropped off.
Too many injuries and just dropped off way too much. A team, you talked about Larry Fitzgerald loving to play. Here's a team. They have some guys that I don't know if they love to play as much because the Pittsburgh Steelers have some issues to address. They have a little bit of a drama queen at quarterback. They have Le'Veon Bell, who is due a new deal and says he will retire if they franchise him. Right. And he can't even show up on time for playoff games.
Right.
Plus, they're going to need a new inside linebacker to replace Ryan Shazier, who is out with the injury. Yeah, very sad story there. This team has as much talent as anyone in the NFL, and I have no idea what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do.
Yeah, I don't either. This is, out of all the teams we've talked about so far, is most unknown to me as far as what to expect. For all the reasons you just said, and they're kind of like the Broncos. Their fans expect playoff appearances.
Yes.
Nothing less.
Yep.
And that's what they've delivered.
Always draft well.
Draft well.
Find guys that you go,
they really
do. Where'd they come up with this?
They find guys. They don't do a lot of free agency. So they draft
and they develop
really, really well. So to be in a position where they're in is unfamiliar territory for them. And that's why I'm hard pressed to understand what their kind of game plan is going forward,
right?
How they fill what the holes they need to fill, and what they do with, you know, the people like you just talked about, like Bell.
Yeah.
He's had issues, and he
especially when you're having suspensions and you're getting in trouble, and then you're telling the Steelers, hey, you know what you're getting with me.
Right.
Well, yeah, we kind of do. That's kind of why we keep putting on these year-to-year plans. That's the concern. For one, he has injury history.
Yeah, he does.
And two, he's been suspended a number of times for stupid things.
Yep, absolutely. So he's a risk, and they have to figure out if he's worth it. And
it's going to be really interesting because that's coming very quickly where they got to designate franchise players. It's going to be real interesting
right
to watch
the
Pittsburgh
Steelers. Definitely.
See what they do. Okay, let's get to the team that we were going to talk about today.
Sure.
That no one else cares about except for probably you and me, maybe a couple of listeners out there.
DU lacrosse?
Not DU lacrosse. The Denver Broncos need a quarterback like Tom Brady needs a kiss from his son. Do you draft a quarterback? Do you go get into a bidding war? Do you go get a Kirk Cousins? Now AJ McCarron is out there. Maybe he's a little bit less money. You're going to have to reorganize some things on your roster if you're going to go pay big money for Cousins.
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos desperately need a quarterback.
Yeah.
What in the world do they do?
So here's what I would do. If I was the Denver Broncos, I would rank all my options.
Okay.
Right? So yes. They're obviously doing that.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, from what I read in here, just might be something we can't afford.
Well, he's going to be a ton of money.
Yeah. You can't always get George Clooney to play in your movie. So
no.
You got to figure out, you know, another guy.
Right.
Sometimes the other guy's better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just works that way.
Sure.
But the Broncos have to keep that in mind. If they go down the list of potential free agents and rank everybody, you just kind of narrowly focus in on what you're going to be able to get. The bottom line is, no matter what you do with the pool of free agents that are out there and potential free agents, you're going to find somebody. You have to use the draft to get the skill positions that you need to get.
Right.
You got to draft offensive line. You just have to do it. Because I don't care if you get Kirk Cousins. I don't care if you get Aaron Rodgers. I don't care if you get Tom Brady. If you can't protect them and you can't run the ball, you're throwing money away.
Yep.
Pure and simple, you're throwing it all away. So you do the best you can.
Yeah.
There's not one thing that is going to make this team better. What I will say is that I think whatever you do with that list of potential free agents is going to make your team better at the quarterback position than it was this year.
Yes.
We were pathetic.
Yeah.
And there's no question about that.
Well, and I agree with you 100%, and it's not a sexy pick, but to go out there and say, hey, we're going to go focus on this offensive line because we know that you're going to win. Look at both these teams this year. Look at New England. Look at Philly. What do they have in common? Both of them could hold up, at least at times, maybe every time.
Not every time.
On the offensive and defensive fronts.
No quarterback went unsacked.
No.
In any team this year.
Except for Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. But But same thing. Philly's offensive line came through when they had to come through.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, I would go get a lesser money quarterback.
Yes.
AJ McCarron, someone like that.
Yep.
Which would be probably way beyond our wildest dreams. And then continue to build your offensive and defensive front through the draft. Don't go draft another one of these stupid quarterbacks in the first round, like we already saw with Paxton Lynch, that shouldn't have been drafted until the third or fourth round.
Correct.
You put way too much expectations on a kid that has no business being there. It's not his fault. It's not Paxton Lynch's fault.
No, it's
that
not
he's taken in the first round and
not
that he's awful.
Right. No.
The fact that he's awful, I mean, I guess we can talk about that. But
but it is not his fault. And, you know, you just have to cut those ties. And, you know, you can spend however much money you want to spend on Kirk Cousins.
Right.
I don't know if he's worth it or not. I can't imagine he is.
But you're going to have to get rid of a lot of talent around him to get him.
Exactly.
So if you're going to sit there and say, well, we can sign Kirk Cousins, but we got to get rid of all his receivers. Okay, then is it really worth it to do it?
Exactly.
That's where I struggle.
Or skimp on the defense.
Yes.
Which they still need help too.
Sure they do.
Know,
yeah, they're not invincible by any means.
A few guys over there.
Yeah.
But you can't use all your money on a quarterback and be in the situation that Baltimore's been in for the last few years.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
No, we've seen it too many times.
Be smart. Pay a quarterback. And I'd even say, you know, steer away from McCarron. I don't know if he's a good quarterback or not.
I don't either. No one does.
But I know Keenum, and I'm not a Keenum lover, but I know he played a full season.
Right.
And I watched a number of his games, and he seems like the type of guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Get the guy, surround him with talent.
That's
just
the
key. Start building.
Yeah.
You know, just start building. You can't fix it overnight.
No, you can't. And that's going to be, I think, the biggest challenge for some of these teams is to sit there and say, okay, we can fix this, but this will not be fixed in one draft. This will not be fixed in one free agency market.
Right.
You're going to have to take some time and build some teams up around these guys.
Right. And that's hard. Everybody had, like I said before, has an urgency to want to win right now. And I know the fans of Denver, and I would love to see our team in the playoffs.
Sure.
But I would rather see, you know, a 9-7 team and have the potential of making a wild card team, but just see the building.
To build it and have a something that's going to last you a while.
Absolutely.
Instead of just building it one year and hope for the best.
Yeah. You get a guy in the draft, like an offensive lineman that we've been hearing about, who can play the next 10 years. You don't have to think about that position for the next 10 years if you don't want to.
Yeah, and we've seen in the last few years just how extremely important those positions can be. They're not the sexiest, but they are what pay off when
sure
it gets
do.
Down to crunch time.
They sure do.
Well, hey, as usual, have to say thank you so much for joining us here, having us up here at Winter Park. Always fun to come up here and goof off and watch you go out and ski and not go out and ski myself, but always appreciate you stopping by the Daily Dose. And,
I love it, Clint. Thank you for having me.
Always, of course. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, and you know we have to talk about the latest and greatest in breaking sports news. Plus, the NBA All-Star Weekend is now complete, and we need to look at the league just a little past the midway point and see where everything is shaping up. Plus, we will have our weekly Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You know you have to tune in for that. I have to say thank you so much to everyone out there for listening to the Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, that tell your friends, that email us, that text us, that message us, thank you so much. It is appreciated. Thank you for Larry for stopping by. We always enjoy your visits. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. Have a great Tuesday. I will see you all tomorrow.